T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dude, let's play Melissa Etheridge all this album. She is your artist of the day because she will be singing the national anthem on Sunday at the AFC Championship game at One Arrowhead Stadium. Oh, wait. Pot it down. Pot it all the way down. Up. Ooh, I'm getting out my Melissa Etheridge CDs tonight. It is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Get in right now at 576-7798. Rebecca, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
Oh, where do I start?
Well, I don't know.
At the top.
I think I'm going to start with my dishwasher.
Oh.
My grievance is with my dishwasher that decided to kind of stop working today because it's just spewing water out everywhere and it would not shut off.
Did you shut the door?
But the door was shut and water was spewing out everywhere and it was making these growling noises and squealing noises and like gallons of water were just pouring out. And no matter what we did, opened the door, turned the knob, it would not stop. And so then we had to try to turn the water off under the sink and something broke there and now our water won't work.
I'm sorry.
I'm just glad that we were there when it happened. So it didn't ruin our whole house, but... yeah, I'll deal with that when I get home.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good grievance.
Yeah.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Welcome.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Is swing. Text that into 72881 and you, my friends, are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword cash. Message and data rates may apply, but your keyword nonetheless is swing. Let's go to Scott in Kansas City. Scott, hello man. Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey. Oh, are you still looking for like modern, old school kind of country singer people?
Yes, please. And then give us your grievance after you give us your recommendation.
Because I think, I've only heard her like on Saturday Night Live when she performed it, but there was a lady, I think her name was Margot Price.
Margot Price. All right, we'll check her out.
All right.
Good.
So, all right, my grievance is, all right, this is good. This follows the rules here, but you got to like just let me explain it here. And
you cannot name a company. You know
that,
right?
The problem is because it's not affiliate. What I'm naming is, it's like, I'm trying to phrase this how I can, because it's not like affiliated with the company, but it's like works. I'm trying to see how I could auction online auction consignment shop.
Okay, that's okay.
Like I said, what they do is like you bring your stuff in, and they put it. They do all the stuff like they put it up on the specific auction online auction site, and they ship it and all that stuff.
Okay.
All right, because like I don't think there's any of those an actual storefront thing in north of the river, even in Kansas City itself. I think there's maybe some people doing it out of their house.
Wait. What is your grievance, my friend?
That they don't that there's no actual these places,
No, I don't know. You mean
storefront? Yeah, it's all online now. You can't go to a storefront Swap and Shop place anymore.
Yes, you can.
You can go to the West Bottoms, I guess. That's kind of, there are a lot of vendors there, but.
Go to Vintage Stock.
Yeah.
That's where I go to get CDs nowadays.
It kind of depends on what you're looking for, but I feel like you're getting a little judgy there, Scott.
Ooh, good call.
A little judgy.
Good call. You caught me, and you're right. Jamie and Olathe. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. My grievance is law enforcement arresting me for a 7-year-old warrant for back in the days when I used to be a drug dealer, and I'm not a drug dealer anymore, and I've been good for 6 years.
Okay.
Wait.
We're getting into this one.
Wait. Say that again slowly. You have been clean for 6 years, but your grievance is with what?
I just got arrested on Tuesday for a 7-year-old warrant for when I used to be a drug dealer.
And it's a 7-year-old warrant, but you just got arrested for it. And it was outstanding for 7 years. And what was the warrant for?
I sold 4 balloons of heroin to an undercover cop.
Okay. That's bad.
I don't know if I did it, but I mean, I'm like a good person now. And I almost have a degree and everything.
Okay.
So are you charged for that 7 years ago?
Yes. It's from 2012.
Can I ask the dumbest question available?
You sound so happy.
When you sold the 4 balloons of heroin to the cop, why weren't you arrested then?
Because they were trying to get me on a big buy, a lot of heroin. And so I guess, I don't know. I have no clue why they didn't arrest me that day, because this was 4 different days that he bought from me.
Jamie, I have to say you sound very pleasant and not stressed out for the predicament you find yourself currently in.
Well, Dana, it's like this. Stressing about it is not going to add 1 minute of life to me. It's not going to change whatever outcome may be. But it kind of just irks me that, I am 2 semesters away from having a double baccalaureate in substance abuse and addiction and integrated practice, and they want to bring this up now when I'm almost literally almost graduating from the university.
Well, I'm proud of you that you got clean and you got out of that lifestyle, Jamie, and I hope that your case goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you have a good lawyer?
I've now got 2 great lawyers, one in Arizona the charge is out of Arizona. One in Arizona and one here in Johnson County.
Okay.
Well, hey, good luck to you.
Well, Jamie, you are clean. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. 6 years.
Good for you.
Thank
you. All right. You take care, kiddo. All right. Good luck.
Do you know what stands out?
No.
More than anything about that call. And I love Jamie. You can call anytime you want, sweetie. She used the word irked. And I have used the word irked many times. I probably used it today, as a matter of fact. I get irked,
Scott.
A lot. I mean, let's be honest. I get irked when someone pulls into my parking spot and I clearly was signaling my intentions.
Scott.
I get irked with Scott's breathing. But she used the word irked. And she is charged with 4 felony counts of selling heroin to an undercover officer. I mean, she, she's irked.
She probably shouldn't have done that, though.
But it was a long time ago. She's totally not that person anymore. I hope she is clean and has moved on with her life. And you know what? I hope she goes in and tells that judge, this is a different person.
I am irked by this.
And I am irked by this.
And I think you should just go away, sir.
Well,
I kind of
agree. It was 7 years ago. Why are we revisiting this now?
Scott in Pleasantville. Hello, Scott. Or Pleasant Hill. Sorry, Pleasant Hill. Beg your pardon.
Happy Friday. How are you doing?
Same to you, man.
Hey, my grievance is with supposed, quote-unquote, professional newscasters who still call President Trump Mr. Trump. All week long.
You are correct.
There have been so many people that start off the story with President Trump, and two lines in, it's Mr. Trump.
You are correct.
Now, without getting political, I don't care whether you like him or not. He's still the president.
He is.
And former presidents the same way. It's not Mr. Clinton. It's President or former President Clinton.
And Scott, you could not be more right when it comes to the style book.
He could not be more wrong when it comes to the style book,
Dana. When it comes to the style book, you call the president, and you certainly do not call him Trump. Now, I don't call him anything because I don't talk about him.
Okay. Scott, am I allowed to challenge or not?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
When I was in college, it was, in that style book, I am telling you, the president is Mr. President or President Clinton.
That is not true, Dana. According to the AP style book, and listen, nobody read it cover to cover more often than I did.
Nerd.
Well, I'm sorry. But Scott, if I may challenge, and you said I am allowed to challenge, it is President Trump, or back in the day, President Obama or President Bush. It is President Donald Trump on the first reference. It is Mr. Trump on the following. I will only point to the front page of today's Wall Street Journal to prove this point. Dateline Washington, President Trump. Postponed using a military plane for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to travel to Afghanistan. Blah, 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 blah. They go on and on and on. Couple paragraphs later, the next paragraph, Nancy Pelosi is not referred to as Speaker anymore. She's now referred to as Mrs. Pelosi.
I don't like that.
In the next paragraph, it says, this is the conservative Wall Street Journal that I subscribe to. In the fifth paragraph, it refers to Mr. Trump and Democrats are dug in over whether to pay for a border wall.
And they called her Mrs. Pelosi.
That is absolutely right, because you use their title first in the first reference. After that, according to the AP style book, it is Mr. or Mrs.
Well, I don't like it, and I agree with you, Scott.
Thank
Scott
you,
in Pleasant Hill, not Scott the weird breather sitting to my left.
Good to hear your voice, man. I'm telling you, that is what the AP style book says. First reference
is title.
And while
we're talking about it, do you know what else you've been doing lately? You've been beard scratching, and I can hear it when you touch the hair on your face and your microphone, and it bothers me. There, I feel better. Dana, right here for Jaspers. Make your reservation at Jaspers. Yes, that's the noise! Beard scratcher weirdo. Oh, God, we're going to be giving this one back. It is time for the winner prefix menu at Jaspers. Give him a call. I know you know it's restaurant week, but at Jaspers, they do restaurant week all month long with their winter prefix menu. It goes all month long. They've been doing this winter prefix menu for 45 years. You get four courses. The first course, oh my goodness, ask for this by name, the lobster bisque. It is the best appetizer they have out there. You get a tossed salad, a choice of chicken Siena, the pasta and Tuscan pork ragu, or the San Pietro, which is my favorite. And then you round it off with the chocolate tartufo for dessert. You can get that Monday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., four courses, the 45-year annual winter prefix menu. Make your reservation now, jasperskc.com or 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Then you call me. Come, then I do. Then you say you made some mistake. You invite me into your house, and then you say you gotta pay for what you break. Going back to Kansas City.
I love this song, man. Rod, pot it down, then pot it up so we don't have to pay for it, please. All the way down? Yep, okay, back up.
And I love you, dear, but just how long? And I keep singing the same old song. I'm going back to Kansas City.
Ashley in Kansas City. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
What up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so my grievance is we've had bad weather lately, and I drive a good size SUV that has four-wheel drive. However, people assume because I have four-wheel drive, I should go flying down the highway. But the problem is, ICE does not discriminate against your car. Just because I drive a beast does not mean I'm immune to ICE.
Right, and it takes you longer to stop in a big, high-profile car.
And the other thing is, I am a mom, and if my son's in the car, and God help, someone on a little rice burner hits me, game over, pal. You will see crazy mama bear if my son's in this car. And while you're at it, turn on your lights. We can't see you.
Did you say rice burner?
Yes, I did.
What is a rice burner?
It's like the little crappy Toyota cars. I don't want to be mean to people who drive them. But
just mildly racist, and that's okay.
Yes, okay, true. Good call on that. I need to fix that language. But just slow down. It doesn't matter what car you drive. I had someone yell at me at a gas station before, saying, oh, well, you should have been driving faster. And my car's doing just fine.
Ashley, it's a good grievance. You be safe out there in your four-wheel driving. You look out for those Oriental people.
I can't do it.
She wasn't talking about people. She was talking about the cars. Maybe she should have chose different words.
But she said it. I looked over.
Maybe
Scott,
I saw you. I saw you go. Your whole face just went, oh my God.
What did she just say?
She wasn't talking about a person. She was talking about a car. Maybe that was imported from another country.
Maybe
in that country where it was imported from.
They
rice
grow
is
rice.
Eaten a lot.
Maybe she's talking about someone who routinely, while cooking, burns their rice. It keeps happening on the stove constantly.
Perhaps.
They should go with the boil in the bag.
Okay.
I have a grievance.
This is the last 2 minutes of this show.
I have a grievance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My grievance is with the national news media.
Oh.
For the first time in my life, I'm very angry at the national news media because had the state of New York, or should I say the city of New York, gotten 10 inches of snow in one weekend?
Yes.
It is all I would have heard about. I don't give a good you-know-what whether or not the subways are running late. I've never been on a damn subway in my life. Kansas City gets snowed out. I am literally refugeed and displaced from my home from Friday night till Wednesday night with no power. The whole neighborhood's out. Nothing's going on. Has there been a mention of my town on the national news?
No.
No.
I don't believe
so. Suck it, national news.
Newsroom, here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, Chiefs fans targeted by scammers. More next.
Dana Wright here. If you are looking for new construction in your home, if you know somebody moving into town looking for new construction, if you're a real estate agent and they want new, you have to look out at Cottonwood Canyon on Canyon Farms Golf Club in the heart of Johnson County at 435 and 87th Street over in Lenexa. Here's the other deal you're going to get out at Cottonwood Canyon, and this is so cool. They just opened, and Jamie Monticelli went there for dinner maybe a week ago. They just opened the award-winning restaurant Silo maybe 6-7 weeks ago out at Canyon Farms Clubhouse. That is within walking distance from your new dream home. It has fantastic reviews. It's popular. It's busy. When it gets nicer, you can sit out on the patio, have a glass of wine, and look out on that beautiful golf course from Silo's patio. And speaking of golf course, those 27 lots that are available for you to choose your dream lot, build your dream home, all of those lots are on holes 2 and 3. On Canyon Farms Golf Club. If you love peace, serenity, golf, homes in the woods, the quiet and the peace with creeks and meandering walking trails, you're going to love the landscape. You need to check out Cottonwood Canyon. 913-492-4444 to go check out one of the model homes out there. 913-492-4444 or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
5:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Rebecca Crockett. Kansas City police are warning Chiefs fans about scammers.
They'll sell the paper version to somebody, and then they'll also make another sale and sell the electronic version. And so you have two sets of people with the same ticket, and it's kind of whoever gets to the stadium first in that case.
Detective Lori Meters, who works with the department's economic crimes division, warns really high or really low prices could be a red flag that the offer might be fake. And the Park Hill School District issued a safety alert today after a child was approached yesterday by unknown people. The district says the boy attends Tiffany Ridge Elementary School, and after getting off his bus, a man and a woman pulled up in a small red car. The man asked where his mom was and offered to take him to her if he got in the car. A neighbor also saw the pair and the car. Kansas City Police said they would increase patrols in the area. We'll take a look at traffic and weather together next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia, and I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now, by the way, I love it, comes with a lifetime warranty. And if it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, the Apple CarPlay. By the way, that's a great new tool. Both Olathe Kia and Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
KMBZ Traffic and Weather together. Here's Major Miles.
Winter weather advisory posted for the immediate metropolitan area. Winter storm warning as you go St. Joe and north. Expecting a little more snow up there. Right now, a lot of fog and temperatures above freezing. Toward 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we'll start to see a mix, and then it changes to all snow. Later on, closer to midnight, and continue through the pre-dawn hours. By tomorrow morning, we'll drop to 19 degrees. Winds will be as gusty as 35 miles an hour, blowing and drifting of snow and the fog. Let me give you the timeline to the snow. Overnight, and probably tapering off by 1 in the afternoon on Saturday, but the wind's still pretty strong all day. The high for the Chiefs game, about 27 degrees in the afternoon. But remember, the game starts at night, so it'll cool down probably to those low 20s for kickoff. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
36 at KCI, 34 in Blue Springs, and 35 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Rebecca Crockett, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Record company. I'd like to turn you on to some new music every once in a while.
I gotta get myself off the side of the road. I gotta get myself up off the side of the road.
I like that.
But things are looking clear as a hell of a pen. Don't know how it'll end, but I know.
Yes.
I gotta get myself off the side of the road.
Let's go to Jennifer. She's in Pleasant Hill.
Hi.
Hey, Jennifer, what's up?
Oh, not much. First of all, I have to say my son Nate is in the car with me, and he had a question.
Oh, okay.
What's your question?
Oh my word.
Oh my.
You got a handful.
Why don't you paraphrase?
Yeah, let's paraphrase the kid's question.
Nate wants to know why you were talking about Pleasant Hill earlier. Somebody else called from Pleasant Hill.
Oh, I think it was just because we had a caller. Tell him we just had a caller.
He was very interested, though.
It's not a pleasant place, that's why.
Doesn't sound so pleasant.
We're not there yet. My grievance is with paperwork. I work at a hospital, and I do the paperwork by hand, and I have it signed by a doctor, and then I scan it, and then I fax it, and then I put it in the computer. So I feel like I spend most of my day doing paperwork.
Okay, Jennifer.
That's your grievance? Honey, you need a massage and a glass of wine.
Oh, I would have changed. I would have changed my grievance.
I'm going to shift.
Jennifer.
Yes.
That's your grievance?
It is. Because
I think there's something about a foot away from you that I would rather claim as my grievance right now if I were you.
No, he's a blessing, not a grievance.
Oh, sweet little baby.
He was a blessing.
Sweet little baby.
You need, are you married?
I am.
Okay, you need to hand that kid off when you get home. Do what my mom did when she would, when my dad would get home from the Army.
Yep, he's all yours.
Yeah, hand the kid off, go up to the bathroom with a bottle of wine, and lock the door. Yeah, okay, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Jennifer, we love you.
I paid my dues.
We love you. You know, I always say with that age, about one to five. I always say I miss that age from a very safe distance.
You know, my mom actually told me one time, I hope I'm not betraying a trust, but that's what I do for a living.
You betray trust for a living.
I do. She actually got nervous about her alcohol consumption when I was a kid. Rod, did I ever tell you this? My mom was concerned that she was becoming alcohol dependent.
But she was home with you two boys.
Because, well, and with me in particular, she said, wow. She would come, my dad would get home from the Army at like, you know, 6 o'clock at night. Mayo, the boys are yours. She would go up to the bathroom with a bottle of wine, lock the door, and just.
Can you blame her?
No.
That bottle of wine was her only moment alone.
All day.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, she would go up to the bathroom and lock the door to the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't blame
with
her.
With a bottle of wine. And she, and,
surprised
and
she didn't
said,
have a needle and a spoon with her.
Okay. Oh, okay. Rod, seriously, do
Rodney!
We all...
Rodney!
We always
oh
have...
Can you
God!
Imagine what he was like as a child? And there was another one following him around.
Shut up, Weir. We can hear you. Shut up!
God, there have been a lot of offensive things said on this show today.
Steve.
That almost takes the cake.
Yes.
If it wasn't for that guy that called in at 3
Weir
o'clock,
to shut
that
up.
One takes the cake.
Steven in Olathe. Hello,
hi.
Steven.
Hey, happy Friday.
Same.
So my grievance is that Mexico has no problem with the southern border wall when it's nestled on top of Guatemala. However, they start hooting and hollering when it's on top of theirs.
Okay.
And, hey, can I also say that I'm irked?
You are. You can be irked about a variety of things on this program today.
I am so irked that that after all the wrath and destruction that a heroin dealer would leave behind, that they think that they have no repercussion for that.
That's good. That's a good...
I'm not... You know, that's just me being irked.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You can be irked.
Interesting
you,
take.
You're welcome.
Steven, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, buddy.
You know one of the questions I have?
That's an interesting take.
It is. One of the questions I have is how does it take 7 years to bring charges in a pretty straightforward drug case? She okay. said there was a buy four times back to back. It takes 7 years to bring charges in that case?
Agreed. However, Stephen had a really good take. All the horrible things that her business... air quotes, business, brought upon families in America.
Yep.
And she's irked that she's finally being arrested for it. It's a good point.
It is.
Danny in Olathe. Danny, hello, my friend.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, man. How are you doing?
Great. I think the last time you cut to the newsroom, you were talking about people getting scammed by Chiefs tickets.
Yes.
I mean, my grievance will be with the people that are doing that, but I'll just clarify a few things. I'm a local ticket broker. So, first of all, the NFL this year did switch over to 100% mobile ticketing, so you can only bring your ticket up on your cell phone.
Oh,
so
really?
So, if somebody's trying to sell you a hard ticket or a PDF version of a ticket, it's automatically, it's fake.
Okay, say that again.
I don't even know how to do that.
Say that again. Your ticket is now on your cell phone. So if someone's trying to sell you a piece of paper or a PDF, it's automatically
it's fake.
Wow.
Fake. They have to. You have to bring it up to go into an NFL app on your cell phone. So that's number one.
Whoa. What if I have a flip phone?
Then you cannot get in. You have to bring it up on a smartphone or you can go with somebody.
I know people who have flip phones.
Well, he's saying you got to come in with somebody
a few months ago myself.
Okay.
But you'll have to go with somebody that has a smartphone that can bring it up on their phone. You might be able to do something at the box office to manage your way in. I'm not sure, but
okay.
You have to bring it up on your cell phone. And if you go through Ticketmaster or StubHub, the tickets are verified. They're verified by the team. They cannot be fake if you buy them on those sites.
Got it.
Because they know the barcodes that come from the actual teams themselves. So
here's what I've always said, Danny. If you buy them like on a Craigslist or on Facebook Swap and Shop, they're not all fake out there, but there's no way to verify they're not. If you're buying them from, you know, Bob out of the back of his car in the Price Chopper parking lot, Bob is probably a perfectly nice guy and is actually trying to get rid of those seats. There's no way to verify that those tickets are real.
Okay, full disclosure, we're taking Danny at his word. We don't know that to be true. I'm just trying to get this on the air so that we don't get sued. We don't know that to be true, okay? Number two, I think that is horrifically unfair. What if I don't want a cell phone? What if I have a flip phone? I know plenty of people who have flip phones.
What do you mean, what if you don't want a cell phone? Like, what if you're a 90-year-old Chiefs fan and it's your dying wish to go to a game and you don't have an iPhone?
What if I am Scott Parks, who just got fired from KMBZ, and I don't want to work anymore, and I'm going to stay at home, I'm going to throw away my cell phone?
If you just got fired, why are you going to the Super Bowl?
Because I'm independently wealthy. I have no idea. What, Dana, I'm telling you right now, when this is all over, I'm getting rid of my phone.
Oh, please.
You can call Kelly. I'm getting rid of my phone. I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm done.
You're so weird.
Oh, let me scratch my beard.
Yeah, please do.
Sean and Lee Summit. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, buddy. Thanks.
Good deal. Yeah, it just kind of popped up whenever you guys had a caller call in earlier. You know, my grievance is with people that, she committed how many felonies selling heroin. You know, you don't know where that heroin went, who it possibly could have killed, everything else. But since she's done something to flip her life around, she thinks that she doesn't have to still pay her debt to society for what she did wrong, whatever it was 7 years ago.
Great point, man.
It is. It's irked a lot of people. I just don't understand why it takes 7 years to bring charges in that case.
I don't either, but I really don't, with all due respect to the caller earlier, and I'm not challenging the grievance, but I don't have a problem with her having to pay her debt to society.
But you understand what I'm saying. You either sell heroin to an undercover police officer or you don't. It's not like,
but she said
there's no gray area with
right,
that.
Right, but I did ask her that. I said, why didn't they arrest you then? And she said, they were waiting for me to sell the big one.
So they didn't get the big fish. Now they're going back down the ladder, and they're like, well,
right.
Yeah. This is what Orange is the New Black is about. They went all the way down that ladder and came back for her.
576-7798.
You know, Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep yourself and your budget in shape. You've set your fitness goals, and the Mart has all the equipment to help you reach them. They carry everything from the basics to the best brands, all the latest technology and fitness all in one spot, and their friendly sales professionals are there to answer all of your questions and help you find the perfect piece of equipment or accessory. No matter what your fitness level, the Mart has you covered. They have Nordic Track equipment, 7 premium Nordic Track products on display that you can try before you buy. Take your workout to a whole new level with a new Nordic Track treadmill, incline trainer, elliptical. They have exercise bikes, rowers, or weights. The Mart carries tons of fitness machines as well that you can try out, and 200 accessories are on display. It is the perfect time to add to your home gym. Get the total fitness package for less from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever changes,
the president, by the way, has announced on Twitter, I can only assume, and this is an assumption on my part, you know what that means, makes an ass out of you and me, that he's going to declare a national emergency tomorrow and get this government shutdown over with. It'll be tried in the courts. He'll lose. he'll run for re-election in 2020. He'll say, well, I tried, you know, they wouldn't let me, and so that's why we don't have the wall. The president says he will hold a, quote, major announcement from the White House tomorrow, 2 o'clock Kansas City time.
Say, live and let die.
Rod, I was trying to speak.
Live and let die. Live and let die.
Don in Olathe. Hello, Don. What's up, man?
Hey, my grievance is people driving in the snow with their flashers on. It's actually more dangerous and it's illegal. It gives people the impression that you're pulled over the side of the road, so therefore they may go into a lane that's not actually a lane, and it also wastes time for emergency vehicles thinking that you're pulled over the side of the road and they will try to help you.
Okay, you so in. Don't drive with your flashers on.
Jonathan Weir, do you have a grievance tonight, my friend?
You know, I've been pissed off about this all week, so I'll continue to be mad, along with the rest of Kansas City, that jackass on Fox Sports 1, Colin Cowherd, who said, if it's cold at Arrowhead, the Chiefs lose home field advantage because the Chiefs fans will be too quiet. So I've been watching a lot of sports commentary, which I've never really watched before. And I have to say, as bad as political commentary is, I honestly think sports commentary is worse.
It's bad.
And from what like it doesn't experience even matter. Did he draw that
nothing.
Conclusion?
He literally said, because their mouths will be muffled because they'll be wearing ski masks.
So dumb.
Yeah, because it's so cold, they'll be sitting down, huddled up.
When I saw
and
that,
they'll
I was
have,
like, has he
yeah,
never
they'll have scarves over their mouths.
Been here?
Has he never seen a ski mask with a hole in it? That's what
Who's
I want to know.
Who's going to sit on a frozen metal seat? You're going to be standing and stomping your feet and screaming and yelling.
And you're going to be drinking because it's cold, so you're going to be even louder.
And fake sense of warmth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
What's the list tonight?
The list tonight is best stand-up bit.
Oh!
And Scott Parks already has a
May I offer one for consideration?
Of course.
I'm just like you. I see the same commercials as little kids out there, you know, hungry. I watch this on TV and I'm home. I'm going, God, you know how sad, how cruel. Because I know the film crew could give this kid a sandwich. Come on, you know there's a director 5 feet away going, don't feed him yet!
I'd like to offer
That's
Sam Kinison's
so
World Hunger skit for consideration
Very
tonight.
Good.
Don't feed him yet!
Right.
It doesn't work unless he looks hungry!
Could I offer a clean suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of Ellen DeGeneres' earliest stand-up
Oh, dear
routines.
God.
When she's talking about the ridiculousness of the airplane seat.
Yeah.
When the flight attendant comes over and says, I need you to pull your seat up. Bring your seat up. Bring your seat up.
I'm ashamed to admit this, but I have, you know, a lot of audio already pulled. I don't think I have any women on the list. I'm going to have to grab. No, I'm going to have to grab that.
You're a misogynist.
Yeah, I know.
It's so funny.
But at least I'm an accidental misogynist.
She talks about the crews going through the wreckage of the burned plane, and she says, you never hear them say, God, if they had just pulled that seat fully upright. And it's totally clean.
Oh, yeah,
no, it's
always was.
Yeah, no, I'll have to pull. Maybe not that exact bit, but something by Ellen.
All of her stuff's funny, but that airplane one is hilarious. Hilarious.
I'm not a fan of her show, but her stand-up
is really good.
Killed. Yeah. It was so funny.
Rodney, there's a new one.
Is it really?
It's on Netflix,
there is a new one. It is on Netflix. Run, Do Not Walk.
Is Bill Cosby off the list?
Yeah, only because I think Rod...
Jonathan's weird about this. Every time I bring Bill Cosby up now, he goes, you're right. No.
I said it's up to Rod to put him on the list if he wants to put him on there. I've never really thought that Bill Cosby's stand-up was that great.
How do you not include, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out?
Eh.
Oh, I don't know, because he's rapey?
Yeah. I understand that.
I don't know.
Is there Eddie Murphy on the list?
Oh, Eddie Murphy's on there talking about Bill Cosby. So Bill Cosby's on the list.
There you go!
And Eddie Murphy's much funnier impersonation of him.
Is Chris Rock on the list?
He is.
Okay, thank you.
Which Chris Rock?
I don't know which
You'll
one.
See.
We'll
I
see.
Can't wait because I've got one in my head and I will be tuning in because I love the list.
There's so many Chris Rock bits that could be on there,
Your keyword, by the way, is tumble, as in tumble down the stairs, Eddie Murphy.
Almost every year. Ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps?
make a whole lot of noise. It's scary too, because they be calling Jesus on the way down. And aunts don't like to fall straight down the steps like a kid. They be trying to break the fall and hold it and stop the shit. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. Real loud, yeah, like.
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. Jesus, God, help me, Lord, Jesus, help me. I'm falling out of steps, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please. My shoe.
Your keyword is tumble. Seven. No, yes, it is. Right there, tumble. I swear to God.
Like an auntie down the stairs.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, damn it.
Jack's headed to 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Have a great weekend. Rod Babcock's our producer. I love that man. Dana Wright's my co-host and my good friend. I am Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, the president making a major announcement tomorrow afternoon. More next.
You know, for decades and decades, Scott and Steve at Kriegelmesh Diamonds have been in the business of buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. We just took our daughter-in-law in there about a week and a half ago, and she had a bunch of loose diamonds from her mom, I believe, an old ring her mom no longer wore. And she said, can we take these and put them into something else, something I will wear? Absolutely. They sat down. They designed something for her. They sold it directly to her. She still cannot believe the price. And they priced several states. They came in from out of state. And I've always told you it's going to be about half the price of anything you'll buy on the commercial market. It was way better than half the price in her case for her specific ring that they designed for her. Call them by private appointment only. See what they can do for you. I've always said if you've never shopped the wholesale route, I don't know why you would go any other way. You will save, and you will save big when you have Scott and Steve design something for you. 913-660-9609 is the number to call. 913-660-9609 or KriegelmeshDiamonds.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.